90s and more. Max FM.
You. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Me.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Let her know how much she means. Tell her about it. Tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want to wait too long. You got to tell her.
Maximum Hits.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
99.7 Max FM.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. Coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running, and you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Distance. just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. I'm now said too much.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I just wanna use your love tonight. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden says U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian negotiators are considering making a final offer aimed at securing a ceasefire and hostage release in Israel's nearly year-long war with Hamas.
Arriving back at the White House last night, President Biden said he plans to speak to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at some point, with the two leaders at odds over a ceasefire strategy in Gaza. Earlier, Biden accused Netanyahu of not doing enough to secure a deal for the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas, days after the bodies of six hostages were found in Gaza.
ABC's M. Nguyen. A judge in St. Augustine, Florida, sentenced Noah Amato to 10 years for attacking four Jewish teenagers walking along a road in 2022, dressed up for a religious holiday. Chasing a vehicle that had sped off from a traffic stop for speeding, Osage Beach, Missouri, officer Felicia Carlson lost control, hit a tree, and was killed. This is
now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee addressing a pro-union crowd Monday at Labor Fest on the city's lakefront. During his remarks, Walz spoke on how a Kamala Harris presidency would benefit labor. He also urged the crowd to work to elect the Harris-Walz ticket. On the way to Labor Fest, several people were injured when three vans in the Walz motorcade collided. The White House says two people involved in the crash were hospitalized, including a Walz staffer who suffered a broken arm. Others suffered minor injuries. Walz and his wife Gwen weren't involved in the crash. And former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. Trump campaign is scheduled a rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Trump's visit will come a couple days after President Joe Biden's campaign stop for Vice President Harris Thursday in southwest Wisconsin. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday